A victory meeting. The Sabbath was drawing on now, and a special meeting limited to ministers was planned for Friday evening, September 25. Bordeaux was not the only worker with difficulties. Three of the workers from Britain seemed to be cold and distant in their relationship with the council members. 17 ministers and their wives were present. Mrs. White was afraid that D.T. Bordeaux would not come, but he was there. There was no formal sermon. God's servant opened with a simple heartfelt prayer. Then she told everyone frankly that the object of the meeting was to seek the Lord for his blessing. Albert Voynemere prayed, so did Elder Madison. Then Daniel Bordeaux himself prayed. He began to break and confess, Mrs. White wrote later, and finally wrenched himself from the shackles of Satan, and surrendered his will to the Lord, Ibid, and others followed, praying with broken hearts and with confessions, uttered in tears. These included the workers from Britain. Light, precious light, was breaking in, Mrs. White exclaimed. My peace was like a river, Jesus was very near to me. Earlier in the week, she had told in one of her sermons how, in the early days of the message, when disagreements arose between brethren, a day of fasting and prayer had been set aside. Now it was time to follow the practice again, and the next day, Sabbath, was reserved for this purpose. Mrs. White slept little that night, and she was up early in the morning for a season of prayer. Although she hardly felt able, she made her way to the minister's meeting at 6 o'clock. Again Bordeaux prayed and testified. He made a more full surrender to God and was coming to the light.